Tommy, the big guns are out.
What's going on, buddy?
It's a ballsy play from two dads that could easily backfire if you don't do it the right way. And as the weather gets scorching hot for the next few days, it's time to have this dad and dad discussion once and for all.
Okay.
Because there are some that think they are nailing it. There are some that don't care and maybe should. There are some who would never in a million years get caught doing this. But there are more places than you believe where it's appropriate.
Okay.
To see a tarpless dad. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Rochester's sexiest dad has 4 days left for submissions. Mm. You go to WCMF.com, enter your sexiness, whatever picture you think appropriate-wise. Like we say, no dongs or cracks.
Yeah.
And because of the great dong and crack scandal of last season, someone has to go through the pictures and look at dongs. WCMF.com, enter your photo. This year's winner, where the voting will start next week, will take home from our good friends at Heritage Jewelers a $500 watch.
Wow.
We are up around 30 dads so far, and two of them have decided to do something drastic.
Okay.
So we know Sexy Gary brought the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Shirtless, jeans, cowboy hat, leaning on a dirt bike.
He kicked it off.
He got it.
Yeah.
But we now have a second shirtless dad.
Third, my friend.
Okay, I didn't see the other guy. Okay. I didn't want to bring him in yet.
Okay.
It's okay, but you're right.
Just letting you know, there is another.
All right, let me put it this way. We have three shirtless dads, two of which that should be shirtless.
Okay.
Shay from Webster. It looks like he's running some type of marathon, Tommy, in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude
looks
is
like a professional picture.
Yes. Kimmy, he's in great shape.
Yeah. He definitely works out, I'd say.
Okay.
He's got tattoos going on. Tattoo of a lion over his breast that goes into like an arm sleeve.
Okay.
He's got big ass Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses. Thick ass mustache. That is
a hell of a stash.
That's a Greek man. Right. I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, there are no patchy patches in that mustache.
Big old flavor saver.
And if that's not good enough,
he's
wearing an American flag fanny pack.
Okay.
That's right.
He's all American.
Hard out to sexy town.
Mm-hmm.
So these two dads, Tommy, have rolled the dice taking their shirts off.
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you say that Sexy Gary and Shay from Webster made the right choice?
Yeah, they're leading the league in terms of jack dads.
Okay.
Jack dads and yeah. Shirtless dads.
But see, here's the thing.
What's that?
You know, Sexy Gary, Shay from Webster. All right, you know what you got going on. Mm-hmm. That's an easy choice. For other dads, shirtless is not such an easy choice.
Right.
And as we get into the 90s over the next couple of days, I think it's important we have this discussion. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where are dads, regardless of body type, universally allowed to go shirtless?
Hmm.
You said you had a rule.
So once you emerge from the water.
Okay.
Dry off.
Yeah.
Put on a shirt.
No.
Don't walk around having conversations.
No.
With your gut and your hairy nips.
No.
So you're,
and your
you're,
speaker wire shoulder hair talking to people.
No.
Your issue is more like the dripping shirtless
just
dad.
Dry off and put a shirt.
So you're cool with dry shirtless dad.
No.
When it comes to wet shirtless dad, put on a t-shirt.
Yes. But but the only reason you should be shirtless is because you're in the water.
No. That is a bad rule.
So, and there should be a body of water around if your shirt is off.
Okay, so let's start with that.
All right.
The number one universal, no matter what your body looks like, you take your shirt off as a dad, anywhere there is swimming. Mm-hmm. Pool, beach, water park.
To a point.
Okay, no, that is
so
a bad
So you say thing. Keep the shirt off.
Yeah, if you are near a body of water, you are allowed to have your shirt off.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can like lay out and dry off. Nobody's expecting you to cover up right away.
But quickly, let's wrap things up
No,
here.
No.
It's like an opening act at a rock concert. You get about 30 minutes, and we're turning the sound down.
No, I
disagree, because you got to like even out the tan a little
bit. No, you
bit
don't.
Because
yeah,
if you put a
Nobody
shirt
cares.
On right away, that belly just gets whiter.
And by the way, like, so let's say I'm at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Because I had a buddy. He would throw a party,
uh-huh.
and he'd never put a shirt on.
Okay.
Bothered me.
Are you at the pool?
It's his pool.
Fine.
Okay. Well, it's his pool especially. He's allowed to be shirtless.
The whole time?
Why not?
Like 7 o'clock at night, dude still has put a shirt on.
It's his pool.
So here's another thing. I don't want you grilling with no shirt. I don't want your exposed, sweaty-ass dad
does seem dangerous.
Touching my near my food.
Okay, so if
don't be flipping sausage with nips.
If there is no pool, you're right. Shirt has to stay on. If you are at a pool, you can grill shirtless.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. I mean, look.
And you look ugly.
You look so goddamn ugly because you're going to have your one hand on the hip looking at the leaning over.
What if you got the apron on over your shirtless body?
What are you shooting, a porn?
No, I mean, that is inappropriate.
You're talking about an apron over a shirt.
Well, you're kind of protecting the chest hair from flames.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That is creepy.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. I feel like that's common.
Yeah. That's gross.
Okay.
And you know what that is? That's a pervert on a grill.
Okay, if we don't stop him, he's just going to go down another spiral. All right, so Kimmy, can
I know one of the apron boys is going to follow me.
Can you and I agree, anywhere there is water, pool, beach, water park, dads can go.
Especially like if you're with your kids, I'm going to give you a shirtless pass.
How about activities?
You're running around chasing them.
Let me ask you this question, Kimmy, because I already know your answer.
Yeah.
Let's say I go to Seabreeze,
and
I go to the water park at Seabreeze. Are you cool with dads walking around the entire water park with their shirt off?
Yeah.
Or only when they're going to get on a water ride?
No, I mean, you're in the water park.
So he's standing in line to get
territory.
Dipping dots.
He's standing in line to get fried dough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shirtless is okay?
Yeah.
And you got a fried dough body.
It wouldn't be shocking, put it that way.
All right, so you brought up activities, Tommy.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, we're talking about universally allowed to go shirtless dad places.
All right. We're going to play, we're going to play a little bocce ball. Get the bocce set out. We got the volleyball net. Any jiggling activity or bent over activity, you're going to look horrible. Everybody's going to see your goddamn udders.
I think shirtless volleyball is okay. And that,
for who?
Well, look, I mean, Top Gun laid the foundation.
Top Gun looked good.
So calmed out over there.
Well, can we agree that those boys were in shape?
Look, nobody's arguing those boys weren't in shape, all right? Nobody's arguing that when I'm having
a
bad day.
You ain't Tom Cruise, man.
Yeah, but can I be
Tom Booze? Because that's what you're going to look like. You're going to have booze body.
Tom,
go
booze.
Home in your stupid little elf suit. No, Kimmy, is it? I mean, if we're going to play backyard
volleyball,
can I pop my top off on that?
I mean, again, like, I think it's fine in anybody's backyard.
Touch football.
I got to touch you, though.
Jiggling, man.
It's not so much a jiggling. I don't want to touch your sweaty back.
Oh, I thought everybody's cool,
sweaty
man.
Sweaty back.
Yeah, no.
It's Europe. We're all in, like, little ball holders, and we're going to play a little touch football.
I think
if you're doing any activity, though, where, like, your sweat is dripping from your hairy, like, your hairy back, I think it might be time to put a shirt on.
And that's every outdoor lawn sport when it's 90 degrees out.
Okay, but here's the thing. Now, Kimmy, you have the most decisive of shirtless dad takes where it's, like, absolutely yes or no chance. Workout dad. Dad going through a run through the neighborhood shirtless. Is that appropriate?
I mean, I guess you got. I mean,
why?
You're working out, so do what you got to do.
Why? Put on a t-shirt.
Well, no, because like if you have the t-shirt on, it could soak through. Now it's wet and damp. Like if I take the shirt off, the sweat dries as I'm running.
You look weird.
So you're saying that's inappropriate?
You look like you're showing off. That's the only reason you would do that. You're showing off.
But I mean,
you ain't got show off body.
Well, no, I mean there are some guys that have the goods. There are some guys I've seen jogging, running where they ain't,
where they almost
nothing.
Just like rip off the shirt because they're like, screw it, I'm too hot for this. They don't care in the moment.
Yeah, the move is to tuck the shirt into the back of your shirt.
Yeah. You're not impressing anybody. Like, no
I don't
woman
think
is getting
trying to impress you.
No, but if you think like women are turned on by your body in these activities, they're not.
I don't think. Do you think that dads are ripping off their shirts to turn on
some
the moms,
are.
Or are they just sweaty?
We know guys that think that they're good looking when they ain't good looking.
No, I'm with Tommy. I do think there are men while running will rip the shirt off.
They think they look good.
But those guys that actually are trying to show it off usually are somewhat in shape.
Nah.
I mean, these guys we're talking about here.
Those two, yes.
Calm down. 252-WCMF. We have two men, well, three men now that have gone shirtless. Two of them, well deserved.
Yeah.
Sexy Gary, we knew about. We now got Shay from Webster. It looks like he's running in some kind of marathon. Thick ass mustache. Body's looking good.
Yeah.
Tattoo from the chest all the way down to the sleeve. Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses and an American flag.
Got it all.
Yeah. He's killing it. Just like
Patriot. What's that?
Nothing. But we're talking about where it's okay for a dad, no matter body type, to be shirtless. Tommy doesn't want men shirtless anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's so weird for an Italian to have this take.
No, because I've seen it. Man, I told you, I had an Uncle Dom who looked like an Uncle Dom from the 1960s. He had thick, thick back hair.
Okay.
Black arm hair. When he got into the pool, it looked like sea kelp, and it was long. He looked like
swaying in the water.
He looked like a gorilla. pasty Italian gorilla.
All right, let me ask you this. It's now become somewhat common for men to shave their backs. You shave your back, right?
No.
You don't at all? You don't have your wife shave your back?
No.
Why not?
For what?
It's so much more comfortable.
I'm sure it is, but at my age, who cares? Well, okay. My back's got a lot going on back there.
Like, you shave your husband's back.
Yep.
My wife will shave my back. Yeah. If a guy has a shaved back, does that make the shirtless dad more palatable?
I guess. But if you don't shave, if you're hairy up front and your back is smooth, I know you shave your back.
So what?
Yeah, but it's
like you're not really fooling anybody.
It's a little bit more tame.
Yeah, but like my chest hair is not inappropriate. My back hair is gross.
Yeah, mine's patchy and nasty.
That's what I'm saying. And like I've seen you got like 3 strands of chest hair. I've seen them.
Yeah, they're hanging in there.
Very cool. What about working in the yard? Like, let's say I'm going to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
And I pop my top off as a dad.
No, it's gross.
Man, you're describing my dad.
but he's hot.
I used to see him on his rider lawnmower, shirtless, bouncing around the yard.
Like, I wear, like, grimy, like, yard stuff.
But you could take your shirt off.
No. You want to see a 66-year-old midget working in his yard all grimy and shirtless?
No, I don't.
I feel like that was so common in my neighborhood growing up.
Yeah,
like,
and it's ugly.
It would almost be weird if you wore clothes while mowing the lawn. Like, every dad was out there shirtless, sweating his butt off with his dad sunglasses.
You
want to
see my
hat.
Pepperoncini nipples dangling down? And then, by the way, my nipples go in different directions.
Oh, you got
One's up, one's down. and they trade off. Sometimes it's dependent on the weather, they switch positions.
So you can tell when it's going to rain?
Yeah.
No, Kimmy, I'm with you. 70% of dads where I grew up would mow the lawn, weed, shirtless.
Yeah.
It's a standard thing.
And I also don't want to get stung by anything.
Like the shirt's going to make a difference.
Yeah, it could sting you through your shirt.
No.
You know, what it all comes down to here.
I'm anti-nudity.
But this isn't nudity.
It's nudity.
It's not.
Like any dad can go shirtless with the confidence, right? Like, don't you look at a guy that, like, is just letting it all hang out, and you're like, nah, good for him. He doesn't care.
In the right spot, though, because, like, let me put it this way. If I'm, like, walking on, like, let's say the canal, and there's a dad without the bod, shirt off, like, that feels
just like in a public place, maybe?
Yeah, like,
he's just out chubbing.
Middle of a park. Yeah. Like, shirtless in a park feels inappropriate to me. I don't know why. But, like, if I'm on my own property, if I am near a body of water, or if I am in the midst of doing a workout, shirtless feels fine.
All right, so let's say you're at somebody's house, and pool party, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now we're going to sit down and eat.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole spread, right?
Okay.
You put a shirt on to eat?
Yeah, I mean, I would, but
I cannot eat in front of a bare-chested man.
Why?
That is gross, and it ruins my appetite. I do not want to sit down with a half-nude man and eat food.
It is so weird the way you talk.
Man, we're not building the Hoover Dam. And by the way, all those guys wore shirts.
The way you talk and act.
Even as they plunge to their death.
It's so weird.
What?
That you have this, like, some kind of repressed.
I find men gross.
Yeah, but
they're just gross. Gross.
It feels like you're overcompensating is what it feels like.
Maybe
oh, my God, man. No, gross. Don't show me.
Oh, take your shirt off.
What's
I want to eat
there?
This hot dog in front of you.
Is that Kimmy's dad? Hey, what's up, Shay from Webster? What are you doing? I'm voting for you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't want to see men's skin while I'm eating.
All right.
Does that make me a bad person?
It's weird.
Makes you a weird person.
How's that weird?
I would not think twice if a guy sat down shirtless at a pool party to eat.
Yeah. It's a summertime event.
Like
I'd
elbows on the table.
If you weren't.
Getting food on his chest.
Yeah, but
it's way easier to wipe off the food on the chest than it would be on your shirt.
How about you don't drop the goddamn food on yourself? Eat like a human being.
Sometimes. By the way, I love
you're not a goddamn pit bull.
I love how he says elbow on the table like a shirtless guy's going to have perfect manners eating at a poolside table.
Have some manners.
Shut up.
You're not eating alone.
Man, you're a blast at a pool party. Everybody invite Tommy to their pool party.
How about a little culture?
Bunch of shirt on.
Hey, I bring the bubbling cheese board.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Rob writes us. I'm 48, dad bod, hairy chest, covered in tattoos, and I don't care. Thankfully for society, there are nudity laws. Otherwise, you get to experience a fully nude silverback.
What you would get. You get his weenie.
Jacob writes us on Instagram. If you're comfortable shirtless, then who gives an F?
That's right, man.
New world that women can be shirtless in certain places. It's not that new. It's been around for like 40 years.
Yeah, the topless 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, it's not, I don't get it. Danny writes us, how about a sauna? Yeah, of course you can be shirtless in a sauna.
Yeah, saunas are creepy anyway.
Okay.
Unless you're shooting some kind of man porn in there. What is it? Like, we're all going to sit around.
Shoot a man porn?
Like, you look like a bunch of, like, dying men in sweat.
Okay.
Every guy sits in a sauna like this.
You just described so many different scenarios in one sauna.
No, but, like, every guy sits like this.
Dying men, porno shoot going on.
No, like, balls out, towel down. Let's talk about the stock market.
Let's hear from a lady. How about that? We got some ladies.
Okay, she's going to agree with me, man.
Ashley writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I don't care where he is. If a guy has a good body, take that shirt off and let us all see.
Well, that's just a horny old broad.
Yeah, we might want to throw some cold water on Ashley. By the way, not old. Looks to be like in her 30s.
All right.
And if you're shirtless and looking good, boys, go find Ashley. All right. Do most women want to see shirtless, in-shape men, Kimmy, in the wild?
I mean, doesn't hurt your eyeballs.
Okay. That would do it for you?
I think I can appreciate an in-shape guy.
So what about average, just regular dude?
Well, that's not what we're talking about. Ashley said if you have the body.
Well, that's easy to say, yeah. Hey, well, I would think, like, beauty walks in, do you want to look at it? Well, wow.
Let's think about it.
I think an in-shape guy would just really stand out, you know?
You're the one that said no man should eat shirtless.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the difference here.
No, but she's, like, pointing out the obvious. Like, she will look at a good-looking man. Okay. Thanks, Ashley.
Okay.
Taking a bullet for the team.
We'll finish it up with Leanne. Leanne writes.
That sounds like a dirty name.
What name isn't dirty to you?
It's a southern dirty name.
Why is Leanne dirty?
It's a grimy southern name.
I love how he's like, you wouldn't understand. I'm from the south.
Well, you wouldn't get it, man. It's a Dixie thing.
She writes, Tommy used to shower with all the boys at military school, but can't handle it as an adult. Great question.
Yeah, I was 12 and getting into pee fights. You want to see that breaking out in your backyard? 65-year-old men having pee fights?
I'm sure it happens.
I hope not.
What 65-year-old man would get in a pee fight, Kimmy?
First of all, they don't even have the stream anymore. Like, none of the pees would touch.
You've never been to a pool party where they don't want to go inside to pee, so they'll go in the woods?
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's talking about peeing on each other.
Oh.
We used to get into pee fights.
Okay, never mind.
Which, again, is a whole other weird-ass
thing. I thought
you
just meant, like, peeing side by side.
If you're 12, you're going to pee on your buddy.
That's never happened to me.
It's just going to happen. That's, well, you never served.
Never happened to me. I've never had a friend stung by a jellyfish, nor had a friend that had a weird fetish.
It's not a fetish. You're just
12. Oh, no, it's absolutely a fetish.
You're just a goofball.
Just a goofball fetish.
You're just a pee.
I'm just goofing, you know. Yeah. I kind of like it, though. Let's take a break. School is coming to an end across the greater Rochester area. And normally, Tommy, this is a pain in the ass for parents.
Oh, yeah.
But these days, some folks are relieved.
Relieved that your kids are going to be home?
Well, that they no longer have to do this every morning.
Oh.
School buses, not as reliable as they were when we were kids.
Yeah.
And that's not the fault of the drivers. We're still dealing with shortages.
Yeah.
Which is why this option that was offered by some schools west of us has become so attractive to certain parents.
Yeah.
It has them in our area pushing for districts to do this. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
As the school year winds down, it ends a new program that some school districts west of us were attempting.
What'd they do?
The bus driver shortage in some parts of the greater Buffalo area got so bad.
How bad was it?
They started paying parents to drive their kids to school.
Their own kids.
Yes. For example, the city of Buffalo School District was one of a few that started a pilot program that gave parents 58 cents a mile to be their kids' chauffeurs.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's a good deal or not.
All right, so we'll do some math in a second, and you know how well that always goes. So it seems that the schools that did it saw success.
Oh.
They say that buses were back on time, which has been a problem for years.
Yeah.
Parents, who were most likely driving their kids to school anyway, got cash for doing what they were already doing. And because of that, there are now parents in the greater Rochester area that saw this and want this option for their kids as well. So the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263, as I know there are parents with kids in the car driving them to school.
Mm.
Kimmy, it seems like there are way more kids that get rides daily to school than there were when we were little.
I mean, you probably see it more than I do. I we're here, so I'd never see it.
Okay. You also have way more parents that are both working in the house compared to when we were younger.
Yeah, so you got your two-car family.
Yeah, so it may also be easier to schedule the drop-off than have somebody, like, waiting at home and be late for work so they can get on the bus. So let's say you live 5 minutes from school.
Right.
Let's do some math. Two trips a day, that would be about $6 a day with 58 cents a mile.
Okay.
Okay. 5 days a week would be around $30 a week. In New York, your kids have to go to school for 180 days. So if your kid went to school every day and you drove them every day at 58 cents a mile, that would be about $1,100 a year, give or take a few bucks.
So I'm guessing you're really not making any money because, I mean, what are you burning a week? You're burning 30 miles a week in gas.
No.
Yeah.
$30 a week.
No, well, how many miles?
So
you base it on
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Actually, it would be more like 60. Or no, 60. 50 miles a week.
All right.
5, 10. If you're 5 miles from school, 5, 2, 5 back, that's 10 miles a day, 50 miles a week.
So you're burning a tank of gas almost? No, no.
No, no. All right. Definitely not.
All right. So you make a little bank. You ain't getting rich.
I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, look, you bring up the gas, the wear and tear in your car. There is the timing of everything to make sure they're where they have to be, when they have to be there.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What percentage of parents would trade off no bus to get paid to drive your school? And that last part is very important to keep in mind, the no bus part.
Mm.
Because I know there are parents who just said, ooh, $1,100 a year. I already drive them most of the time. Yeah. I'm in. However, in this scenario, there would not be a bus for your kid.
So you're always, you're locked out of the bus system. You have to go get your kid.
The bus does not come to your house.
So that would suck.
Yes.
Like in the afternoon, especially when, you know, things start popping.
You got
it. Yeah, and it would be one thing if, like, the school was, like, on your way to work. You know what I mean? You're really
never
not going
is.
Far out of your way. But if it's in
never
the...
Is.
It's always over there.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in the opposite direction that you're going, you're tacking on another half hour, potentially, to your commute time every day.
And if everybody's driving, or a lot more people are driving into the school, how long does it take you to drop your kid off in that roundabout area?
So let's talk about that.
Traffic.
Yep, traffic.
Well, no, I mean, like, just the school area traffic.
Yeah, get in there.
It's like, it's sneaky bad sometimes, depending on, like, the in and out of the high school or middle school.
Oh, it ain't sneaky. Yeah. It's straight up bad. Yeah. Erica, to your point, writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You could not pay me enough to wait in those lines every morning. Those parents are insane. And if the pickup and drop off line is already a nightmare, which it is.
Right.
You're talking some schools, you're sitting for 30 minutes to 45 minutes to drop off and pick up your kid. If you start paying parents.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to be slammed.
Yeah.
It seems to me just throwing them on the bus and let them deal with it.
Well, but here's the thing. Buses are getting there late, so kids are missing classes in some districts, right? Some parents are, you know, you have to be to work at 8. Your kid's bus doesn't get there till 8:15. Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do?
My friend's mom, she's a grandma, and she helps, I guess, take the kids to and from school sometimes. She said she ran out of gas waiting in one of those drop-off lines because she wasn't anticipating. She was going to grab gas after she dropped off her grandkid, and then she was like, it's going to happen. I'm going to be stuck here.
No, like when I have to go, and my kids go to Aquinas. There's not a ton of kids at that school.
Yeah.
If I have to go pick up my kids from school, like right when.
Make sure you have a full tank, everybody.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute process.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it's not even a big school. Like, if you're picking up your kid from a high school or a middle school, like, I don't even want to know.
So if you're doing that every day, you're looking at how much time per day?
I mean, if it takes, let's cut it down to 15 minutes on average per parent. You're looking at an extra half an hour per day.
And that's a good situation.
Yeah, I've never waited when my kids were in elementary or middle school less than 20 minutes.
Right. So you're probably looking at an hour a day.
Yeah.
That blows.
But there are, like I said, there are already some parents that are just doing
it. Yeah. Yeah.
For whatever reason, the culture of dropping your kids off at school has exploded. And I don't know if it's you want to spend as much time with your kids as possible. I don't know if you don't trust them at home alone. You want to make sure they get there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
But I know that my parents would never do it.
I mean, there are also, like, parents that are late for things themselves. Like, I would imagine that those parents sometimes aren't getting their kids to school on time.
And that's the other.
It's just there's some families that were just always running behind,
and that's
no matter what.
And that's the other problem. To Kimmy's point, again, 252-WCMF, as we talk about west of us, the school districts in Buffalo that did pilot programs paying parents 58 cents a mile to drive their kids to school instead of having busing. The policy in most of these districts, Tommy, if your kid was late when you drove them, your kid was responsible.
Oh,
so
it's on your kid.
Yes, you couldn't like write them a letter saying I was late. Like, no, you have brought them. They need to be here on time. If your kid is late, they get punished for it.
So you're screwing your kid.
If you're someone who's constantly running late, right? So this may not be all roses from the school district's point of view either. Because like not having to worry about busing for a bunch of kids sounds like a great idea. But this system, Tommy, also seems like it could be easy to manipulate and scam.
How are you scamming?
Well, okay. What would keep parents from saying, yeah, I'm bringing my kid to school, pay me, and then they have a carpool situation?
Oh.
Because let's say you have four parents in a neighborhood.
Okay.
Four kids.
Yeah, you pull it up. All right.
Everybody does it every other day. Or, you know, you switch days. But everybody gets paid.
Yeah, how do you log your miles with the school?
That's what I mean. Like, there wouldn't be someone standing outside insuring, how could you do that? You would have to pay someone to, like, check off a list of who is actually driving the car.
Is it like an app or something, and then they could show the miles on the app that you drove?
That I don't know, but again, I could.
Like an Uber?
Okay, I could. Well, that seems pretty complicated and expensive.
Well, how else could you, like, log in? Because you had to log in the miles to get paid, like, to your point.
I think the way that they were doing
this. They're just going to give you the money?
Yes, that they would calculate where your school is from your address, and that's what they paid you for. Unless I'm wrong, 252-WCMF.
But you could have four people
milking
the system then. Everybody's collected, but only one person's driving.
And here's the thing. I mean, it would still save the school money and stress.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess maybe they don't care.
Yeah, because the money, they're not paying for drivers and bus maintenance.
Exactly. But
they're in the plus.
I'm driving, you know, once a week, but I'm getting paid to drive five times a week.
Yeah, buddy.
See, no, this is a bad thing, not a good thing.
No, yeah, bad. But it's low bad.
You're ripping, that's your money, you idiot.
Yeah, but now I got it.
No, but you don't, because you wouldn't be able to get it. You would be paying people to sit on their ass and get paid to take their kids to school.
All right, well. I don't know how you can not scam.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. After this year-long pilot program in some Buffalo schools of paying parents 58 cents a mile to drive their kids to school to ease the bus driver shortage, parents in Rochester are now screaming, we want this option too. Bob's on CMF. Hey, Bobbo, how are you, buddy?
So I was thinking, when I was a kid growing up, my parents were those parents that were always chronically late. Like, how would that work if you're, you know, supposed to pick up your kid at, whatever, 3 or 3:30, but you don't get there till 4:15 or something.
Okay, so the end of the day, that's a great point, because, like, on your way into work, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but if you work till 4 or 5
right,
o'clock.
Or you get stuck, like there's an accident or something.
So you do what I do to my kids, Bob, when I don't feel like getting out of my nap early enough to go pick them up. I go, you guys need to stay after and study anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit the books.
Go find a teacher. Go get some extra help. I'll find whatever, like, subject, Bob, that they're not doing the best in. Be like, you know, you got to go talk to Ms. Ryback. Got to go talk to her.
All right.
Got to go handle that stuff right now. Problem solved.
So what about if your kid also wants to do all those, like, after school activity?
That's leave them there.
Well, that's a good question too, because I don't know if this would include, like, a late bus.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because if you're not using the bus and the late bus, maybe you have to get your kid at school for everything they do.
So you only get paid for the morning in. They don't pay you for the pickup if your kid's going to be there till 6 o'clock doing sports.
But it seems even too common. Well, no, most sports kids don't get a bus anyway.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So you wouldn't get paid anyway. So you don't even get paid on the way in.
Well, but you would have gotten paid to take them home anyway.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how this works. Again, there aren't a lot of details as to how these schools in Buffalo did it, just that these parents were being paid 58 cents a mile.
Right.
I also love to know how they came up with 58 cents a mile.
Probably like what taxis charge and stuff like that.
No, I would assume they use an algorithm of what they pay a bus driver versus gas versus bus maintenance.
I just figured they did like a transportation app.
What taxi could you get for 58 cents a mile? Yeah, are we taking a trip to 1940?
I don't know what a taxi costs. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good deal. I don't know if I got a taxi here in town, how much it costs.
More than 58 cents a mile.
When's the last time you got a taxi?
I mean, down in New York, it's like...
New York don't count.
New York don't count.
The last time I got a taxi was because I had a DWI.
Okay. Let me put it this way.
And that one only cost me $10,000.
I live like 15 miles from here.
All right.
Okay. You think a taxi would drive me from West Henrietta to work for $7?
Yeah, if you're going to, like, you know, Gimbel's. I'm not good with math.
Yeah, no, it is a math. It's you guessing what the world costs. Gallon of milk, $7. that actually might be the case.
Yeah,
I'm not entirely sure. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave says, I love this. I get paid for what I'm already doing, and I don't have some weirdo bus driver that I have to worry about dealing with my kids all day. What do the bus drivers do?
I don't know.
Deal with your kids.
I mean, seriously, you couldn't pay me enough to do that job, which may be the reason why we have such a shortage of bus drivers.
Could be.
Your kid sucks. Their fault. You know, normally to get a piece of history from your favorite rock star,
yeah,
you need to be like a gajillionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, what, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts who just passed away, has like the greatest guitar collection of all time.
Oh, no kidding.
He spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on individual pieces from Prince, The Stones, yeah. Kurt Cobain. But this is the most appropriate thing for this specific rock star.
Oh.
Because he hated corporate. Mm-hmm. He was all about the music, and he did it for the fans. And he's doing it even in death.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. When you think rock star with morals down to earth, you think Tom Petty.
Free balling.
We couldn't get Running Down a Dream. We couldn't do that one.
Well, you could because he's free balling. So Tom Petty is selling it all. Huh?
Well, so he's not selling it all because he's dead. He died a while ago. But over the weekend,
yeah.
Tom Petty's family estate
yeah.
had an estate sale. It was held for 3 days inside his Malibu home. And everything he owned, from furniture to art to cookbooks to his Stanley mugs.
All right, so just everything.
Everything was for sale.
It's not even rock-related.
No. I mean, there were some rock-related things.
Like, some of it's just everyday stuff, right?
Yeah, like, for example, you could buy a bath towel for $10. You could buy a beach towel for $20. You could buy Tom Petty's washcloth for $3. They had entire...
Which I believe touched his balls.
When he was...
Free balling.
Yeah, you got it. I mean...
All right.
Everything he owned was not only for sale, but it was like standard garage sale prices.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of people descended upon his Malibu home.
Brilliant idea, man. Why let it go to waste?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of work.
But you could make a lot of money if you got like a lot of fans that'll show up and pay anything to that touch Tom Petty.
But here's the thing. They probably could have charged $100 for a towel, but they didn't. They charged $10.
Oh.
Which is,
so they kept it like base price on everything?
Yeah. It was like a standard garage sale price.
All right.
Like you could buy his books for $6
a piece. But he's got to have some high-end stuff in that house.
Yeah, there were some high-end things
like
that
had art and like sculptures and stuff.
So like one of the things, they had an ornate Indian painted wooden box for $750. His cabinets were over $1,000. They had large frame prints and like tour posters that were memorabilia.
The tour posters would be cool.
Yeah, but I mean those look like they went for way more money. So here's where it gets really interesting.
What's that?
I don't think they anticipated how many people were going to show up.
Yeah.
So the line stretched down his road in Malibu. It got to a point where they were only allowing 25 people in at a time, and there were like 1,000 people in line.
So you could literally walk through the house? Yeah, no, they didn't have it like in the front yard?
No, it was in his Malibu home. I'm looking at pictures of it right now.
That would be cool just to walk through his house.
Yeah, I mean, it's empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
right.
You could buy Tom Petty's couch. You could go, look, I'm looking at his studio right now, his home studio. This is amazing.
So this is all stuff that he, that was not touched since he passed away? Or was like this house like kind of...
It's an estate sale, basically.
Yeah, it looks like his house has just had stuff in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And they just put it all in the middle of the room.
You know, somebody came in and like, you know, staged it or rearranged it, so it wasn't really his stuff.
No, so, I don't know how Tom Petty lived.
Yeah.
Like, was he like a big partier? Did he collect it like... Wine, you know, like rich guy
like
stuff.
What was he into?
He did heroin at the end, but that was more of an opioid addiction thing than it was a party thing.
Okay.
Right? But no, I mean, Kimmy, to answer your question, I'm looking at the house right
that's
now.
That's why I was wondering, like, is it so cheap because it's stuff he never actually used? It was just there?
No.
Just common stuff.
Yeah, it just looks like it's common stuff. They just push it all in
Tom
the
Petty
room.
Tom Petty socket and wrench set.
No, they did. You laugh?
Yeah.
Tools
in the garage?
Yes, yes. You could have bought, where'd it go here? His... metal road gear box. Oh, no, that's for, it says toolbox. Toolbox, $45.
Would you want would you want your favorite artist's lawnmower?
Why would I want
a riding mower?
There's no way that they mowed their own lawn.
No, but he probably mowed his own
lawn. Are some stars that to this day still, like, do their own stuff.
Okay, maybe depending on the person, but I'm going to guess, like, most of, like, the tools and, like, handyman stuff wasn't really for them.
But it was still there. He sat on it once.
Okay. If there are three things I see in this list that I would want.
All right.
We'll count these as two. Plates and dishes, or, like, cups and plates. So I could have a full set where I could invite people over and be like, we're eating off of Tom Petty's dishes.
Okay. Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they were selling his pillowcases for $10.
Where he laid his head.
I would buy a Tom Petty pillowcase.
Well, weird one.
You're sleeping where Tom Petty slept.
All right, you're putting your head where Tom slept.
And I mean, look, I'm not a diehard Tom Petty fan. I respect the man. But like, if I could buy like, you know, Prince's or like Stevie Wonder's pillowcase, I'd buy that.
But that's something, though, I guess it'd be cool to have, but you're not like showing it off to people. Like, hey, come on up here. Let me show you Tom Petty's pillowcase. The plates and cups, like, you're right. Like, every time you pull those out, you could tell people where they came from. But there are certain things, like the towels.
What about cocktail glasses, stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, it just says plates and cups. So I'm assuming that stuff was in there. But so here's the thing that sucks. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tom Petty's family, company, whatever, held a giant estate sale, a garage sale, in his Malibu home. And they were selling just his normal thing.
Yeah.
Plates, glasses, all this stuff at regular prices. You can buy that plate and dish, whatever set, and serve people.
Mm-hmm.
You would have no way of proving it's Tom
Petty's stuff. No, it's not authenticated.
Yeah, and it's not like his face would be in the middle of the plate.
It's not signed by him.
So either your guess...
You have to take a photo with you, like, holding it up as you're walking out of his house.
Yeah, but even that, it just looks like somebody's house.
Yeah.
So, like, either your guests would be really impressed, or they would think you're a psychopath lying that you have Tom Petty's plate.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
They also... His foam pillows, the Sleep Member foam pillows, were for sale as well. I'm kind of disappointed I missed this. Not that I would have flown out to Malibu. Although it might be worth it to walk through Tom Petty's house.
Well, just that alone, like walking through a major celebrity's house would be cool. I mean, especially it's in a cool area. You know what I mean?
So this person, there's a 6-minute video I've been watching this morning on YouTube where they just had their camera on while they walk through all of the rooms in the house. And it looks like you were able to go everywhere. And it's such a Tom Petty.
They didn't
have
anybody, like, walking you through it?
No. It looks like there were 25 people allowed at a time. Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
So this has got to be a fancy area of Malibu if he's there. I mean, it must be, like, celebrity row.
Yeah, maybe. It also gives you an excuse to go out in that
check
area.
Check everybody's house out.
Exactly. So, all right. I mean.
I would go.
I know you would go. You're Mr. I Hate Celebrity. Oh, yeah, big house where a celebrity lived.
Well, yeah, but you get like on the inside a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get to hear what Tom Petty's living room sounds like echoing when I walk through it.
I want to see his couches and stuff, like how they lived.
They just looks like a leather couch.
Yeah, but he was on it.
No, I'm not arguing.
Any celebrities have been on that couch?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Think about that.
Yeah.
He may bang some celebs on that couch.
I mean, him and George Harrison were like the best of friends. I mean, there are places where,
Boy, you think he banged George Harrison on that couch? Oh, I'm not eating that, Tom.
No,
at all.
George Harrison, not.
I just came by for a bit of tea.
George Harrison was a softer speaking Brit.
No, Tom. I just came over for a spot of tea.
You were saying, carry on.
Not a spot of you.
How long did he live there for? Is this a home he's owned a long time, or is this relatively recent?
That I don't know. That I don't know. But, I mean, you know, for folks that know, like, the history of Tom Petty, he never took any corporate money for tours, and he did everything he could to keep his concert.
He's kind of a redneck.
Yeah, yes.
He's an old North Florida kid, like Gainesville.
So, like, this is, like, the most on-brand thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... I don't know. Check out eBay. Maybe there are people reselling this stuff if you want to get a piece of Tom Petty's.
Get one of those free balling t-shirts.